Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Today we have the honor of speaking with Corporal Jesus Cardena, who is with us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan with RCT-6. And Corporal, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, gentlemen. It's a great pleasure being on this radio.
Good. We're glad to have you with us today, too. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
Well, in the Marine Corps, currently, I am a administrative specialist. I make sure that Marines are taken care of by their awards, their pay, ensure that anything, any administrative problems that they have, I'm able to help them and assist them, correct whatever they need help with.
So you really help them get straightened out if something doesn't show up right in their check, right?
Yes, sir. Pretty much if a Marine's pay is wrong, the Marine's not going to be happy, so I'll make sure their pay is always right, too.
Yeah, happy.
That's one thing that one less thing they have to worry about.
Yeah, great. I mean, that's an important job. A happy Marine is important to the mission. So let's talk a little bit about you. Now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Houston, Texas, sir. Originally, I'm born and raised in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm. And did you join the Marine Corps out of high school, or did you wait a little bit?
I joined straight out of high school. I was going to join college, but I was like, well, I kind of need some discipline before I join college, go to college. I want to be like my brother, go to college, and then get kicked out for partying too much and all this good stuff. So I decided to go to the Marine Corps and get some discipline, and then hopefully I will start going to college soon.
That's a good idea. What made you choose the Marine Corps?
Why the Marine Corps? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I didn't want to join the Army, and I never viewed the Navy or the Air Force. I always just was like, might as well, if I'm going to go with the best, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it right.
Now, I understand you may have a particular reason why you didn't want to join the Army. You have a family member there?
I do, sir, I do. Well, actually, my sister's in the Army, and she's the one that told me right off the bat, don't join the Army. I was like, okay, cool.
Where is she now?
She's currently in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's been in for like 14 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, so for a long time. How about for you? Do you think this is something that you want to stay with for a while, or do you do a hitch and then go to college? Or what do you think?
Well, my goal right now is currently I'm trying to go back to school and get an associate's degree, and then hopefully we move over to the officer side of the house.
Yeah, there you go. That's one thing that you can do while you're in the Marine Corps, right? You can still take some classes.
Say again, sir?
You plan to take classes while you're still in the Marine Corps?
I have, sir. I've actually taken a few classes out here. I actually have the benefit of being able to take some classes while deployed.
Okay, excellent. So as an administrative specialist, helping to keep the awards and the pay straight, are there some other things that you would like to advance to in the Marine Corps?
Well, I'm trying to get out of the Marine Corps. Well, not get out. Well, I'm trying to get out of the whole administrative field and go over to the recon side of the house. That's my current, as soon as I get back, that is what I'm going to be doing, sir. I'll be going to school to change my MOS. I'll go back to student status, and I'll go through the whole pipeline all over again.
Okay, well, that's excellent, though. I mean, it's good to have a goal like that, too. So that process is once you get off of the deployment, then you can apply for and try to get into the recon side.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, while you're in the Marine Corps or even growing up, what are some of the hobbies or anything that you'd like to do on the side when you're not working?
When I'm not working, when I'm in the Marine Corps, you know, it's all the good stuff. On the weekends, I would like to go. I always used to like going to the beach. Emerald Isle, Topsail.
Right, there you go.
Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy that beach side there, too. Well, in Houston, I guess you would go to the Gulf if you ever went, huh?
I did, sir. I used to go to Galveston.
Yeah, right. In fact,
South Padre Island.
Yeah, they have a barrier island too, kind of like we have. So And growing up in Houston, though, what was your family doing there in Houston?
Well, my family owns a construction company back in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what pretty much I will help out my dad whenever he needed me to drive the workers around or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say that probably kept you busy in the summer working in construction, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it did. It made the summer go fast. It was good and then bad at the same time, but it's no biggie.
But it's pretty hard work. Did that help you when you headed off to boot camp? That kind of work and some good physical work help you out when you got there?
Actually, it did. It got me used to the heat and all that. And I've never mind being working outside, working in construction or anything. I always liked it, actually. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Most people try to stay away from construction, but I've always enjoyed construction.
Well, also being an administrative specialist and where you are now, and then you want to try to move on to a different MOS, and then you hope to then stay in the Marine Corps following that, or you said to go to the officer side of the house?
Well, I plan to hopefully go over lab move, and then I'll see where that takes me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that's just like my current goal, just to get it, go through the schools and pass the schools and get that MOS.
Do you get a chance to stay in touch with the folks back in Houston?
Actually, I do. I do have the privileges of being able to email my wife and see pictures of my kids on routinely and all this good stuff.
Oh, that's excellent. How many kids do you have?
I have a boy and a girl, twins. They're born right before we deployed.
Oh, wow. So I know that's one reason to be anxious about getting back. Do you know when you get a chance to go back?
We'll be heading back next month.
Oh, okay. All right. So a short time there now. Does that change your role as an administrative specialist? I would imagine there's a lot of paperwork to get in order before that you guys redeploy and get back home.
Yes, sir. That's actually another big process right now that we're going through, pumping out awards for awarding the Marines for all the good work they've done out here, and then making sure all the Marines that we have already redeployed, that their entitlements get stopped. That way, when they get back, they don't get checked.
All right. Well, say when you... when you get back to Camp Lejeune and then maybe get a chance to get some time to go back to Houston, what would you... I know some of the places in Houston have been stuck on the Katy Freeway before. So when you go there, is there some place that you would like to go or maybe a meal you'd like to have when you get back there?
Well, one place I do want to go, I want to go visit my parents. Go take the kids to see my parents and everything.
Oh, yeah. The grandparents are important for those kids as they grow up. So as you get back off of this deployment, you start taking some classes. What kind of classes would you be taking again?
I'll be taking pretty much the basics, English, math,
mm-hmm.
science.
And getting some of those on
history.
That's right. It is amazing, though, there at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan that you can have good communications back at home. So you're able to exchange some pictures and talk to your wife. And do you get a chance to talk to your mom and dad some?
I do. Actually, I do. I call them weekly. I call them at least once a week. Just tell them, hey, I'm good. I'm alive.
Yeah, excellent. Because I'm sure they've been worried with things in the news lately, but you've been able to be in touch with them since?
I have, sir.
Excellent. You're as an administrative specialist too, and helping out the awards, as you say, helping these Marines get what they deserve. How is that going? I mean, are you able to see that these guys are really doing some great work there?
Actually, I do, sir, since I actually get to work with them on a daily basis. I see all the improvement, all the improvement we have made over here,
mm-hmm.
all the hard work that our Marines have made, especially since now the whole closing of bases, all the retrograding that's been going on, all the movement of shipping stuff back to the States instead of years before, getting stuff sent out here now is sending stuff back that we're not going to be using out here anymore because of the whole downsizing.
Right. So, again, that's a big part of the job, and we thank you for all that you do there, too. Again, we're talking to Corporal Jesus Cardena in Afghanistan at Camp Leatherneck with RCT-6. And, Corporal, we want to thank you. We honor you for your service, and we thank you for being with us today and hope you hurry home.
No problem, sir. It's a great pleasure being with you.
All right. Thanks, Corporal. We appreciate it, and that'll do it for us.
All right. You have a good one, sir.
Have a great day. Bye now.